Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, on your radio. This is the broadcast for August the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. And ladies and gentlemen, we stand with the sacred cause of liberty. Welcome to the broadcast, hour two of two. We're breaking down all kinds of news of the day. Kamala Harris, directly responsible for persecution of undercover pro-life journalists. Kurt? All right, I'll try to see if I can get Kurt back. In the meantime, though, Kamala Harris literally persecuting pro-life journalists. Uncovered abortionist sales of baby body parts. This is a shocking piece, to say the least. So we've covered this big time. Where a bunch of undercover cops met with Planned Parenthood leaders and everything else, and they documented how Planned Parenthood was literally buying and selling baby body parts, harvesting those parts, specifically following instructions in the harvesting of these parts best preserve them for sale to get the highest dollar amount possible out of them, and so on. And they got caught with some undercover Christian real journalists. Well, this pair of journalists uncovered the sale of aborted body parts, which is flat out against the law. However, when the evidence came out, the pro-death, pro-baby part selling thugs at Planned Parenthood sued these undercover journalists. And the undercover journalists got their heads handed to them in court. It's been a serious, serious problem. Well, now it turns out that Kamala Harris, directly responsible for the persecution of the undercover pro-life journalists. I mean, this story is shocking. Kurt, are you back? All right, we'll try to get work on this. I guess Kurt had a little glitch in his audio there. But I look at this kind of a story, man, and I don't even know how to respond to it. This lady is just out of control.
Can you hear me, sir.
Now? Welcome.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. I think that's one of the main reasons they picked her, as she's a leader in the whole, killing baby world. And, that's pretty much the sacrament of this, killing baby people. Don't you think, Sam?
Yes, I don't know what their real agenda is here, except for they have picked a radical. And I think, I was a little bit concerned that President Trump might not win in November. But now that he's picked somebody so radical, if the truth comes out on Kamala Harris, I'm telling you, it's curtains for their campaign. Just like, we've been told by Kurt and others have felt this way, too. Jason Chapin now is saying they're going to lose because they're just wrong on all the issues. Pro-life leaders say that Biden-Harris campaign is the most pro-death, pro-abortion ticket in history. And that's interesting, to say the least. All right, any more on this directly responsible for persecution?
I can't think of
all right, then move to this
to
one.
Here.
This story I just emailed you, Kurt. It's from the Family Policy Alliance.
Okay.
And John Paulton wrote the piece. And I want you to pull it up because there's some details in there we really got to cover. It's about Kamala Harris. And the headline says, how extreme the facts about Kamala Harris. And it highlights three main things that she's just so rabidly belligerent on that it's hard to even discuss almost. All right. While Kurt's pulling that up really quick.
So it says... I've got it.
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Says, Harris on abortion supports it up to birth and beyond.
Say stop.
Do you want more
Supports
details?
It up to birth and beyond. So she literally doubles down and supports murder. Yeah, okay, now it's true even it's true even before birth, in my opinion, murder. But after birth, yeah. I mean, even the law at this point would say that's murder. But yet she can get away with advocating for that position, just like they've done in New York, and nobody really blinks an eye. The conservatives are incensed, but they do nothing about it, right?
Yep. Well, at least nothing changes.
And I'm not really for rioting in the streets, but if there's a reason to riot, it's the pro-death agenda, isn't it?
I think
so. You've got to stop the killing here, people. But she doubles down in support of it. Next one.
Very good. The next one says, Harris on LGBT agenda, zealous advocate for full playbook. Do you want details on that?
Sure, a little bit more.
You know, is that kind of... And it says Harris first gained notoriety on LGBT issues when, as Attorney General in California, she refused to defend Prop 8, the constitutional amendment protecting marriage that was passed by the voters of California. Later, as Attorney General, she personally performed same-sex weddings. As a presidential candidate, she zealously advocated for the entire LGBT playbook, plus some of her own additions. These included forcing school children to share bathrooms and locker rooms with the opposite gender, overturning President Trump's ban on transgenders in the military, thus prioritizing social engineering over military readiness, establishing a White House LGBT czar, the chief advocate for LGBTQ plus affairs, who would work with agencies throughout the federal government to advance the LGBT agenda, forcing taxpayers to subsidize so-called sex change surgeries through guaranteed coverage in her Medicare for All plan. So, I think she's kind of shown where she stands there, don't you?
I don't even know how to respond. You know, when you're, what is she then? Pro-death, pro-gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, what else now?
Plus. Yeah, they just put a plus at the end.
I see. So it used to be Q, now it's a plus. Got it.
Yeah. Well, there's a Q and a plus. You know,
why don't we just say the plus group instead and just get rid of all the letters?
Yeah, very good. Then you've got Harris on religious liberty, religious freedom, limited. Senator Harris seems to have only one approach with regard to religious freedom, that is limiting it. In fact, she introduced a bill to do exactly that. Her so-called Do No Harm Act would forbid First Amendment religious freedom protections if the religious views were deemed to be discriminatory against people who identify as LGBT. In other words, in Kamala Harris's world, the LGBT worldview trumps religious freedom every time. As a senator, Harris also stirred up controversy when she attacked a Catholic whom President Trump had nominated for a federal judgeship. She called him an extremist simply because he's a member of the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic fraternal organization. Most importantly, the selection of Kamala Harris says a lot about Joe Biden, what he stands for, and the kind of people he would appoint to fill thousands of federal leadership positions. His pick underscores the monumental stakes in this election. There you go, Sam.
I'm not sure how to respond. I mean, this lady is rabid crazy, folks. The idea in former election cycles for a person like this to run for office and to literally be considered at the highest echelons of our government would be nil. But nowadays, folks, we have been taken over by the communists and socialists to the point where, hey, the media has got so much control of what the people see and hear and think and believe to the point where they can get away with this, Kurt. And you and I might not have enough media to change or even challenge the narrative.
Well, we'll do what we can. Yeah.
Of course we will. And hopefully we pray we'll do our very best to trust in God for the rest. I don't even know how to respond more than that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. That's a scary, in my opinion, a super scary narrative. Now, Joe Biden, I guess he's on talking to Kamala Harris on Zoom, Kurt. Was he wearing a mask?
Well, that was, you know, part of this interesting story, Sam. But one of the other parts, let's see, let me read you the headline. So it says, where is that one? Let's see, that was just barely, yeah, where is, must be up higher. But one of the most interesting parts of it was at least that somebody was looking deep into the whole story, and I guess he was kind of basically reading from a script when he was talking to Kamala. So, you know, that was at least what, you know, this author found interesting. Joe Biden reads from script while talking to Kamala Harris on Zoom. You know, and you got to have a script for Joe pretty much any time, don't you think, Sam?
Well, that's what they like out of their presidents, Kurt.
Yeah.
Somebody who can, you know, not go off the reservation and stick to the script. There's a problem with Joe, though, Kurt. He seems to go off script quite often.
Yes, that's right.
You know, now, is he wearing a mask, though, Kurt?
You know, I can't tell because it doesn't show his face. It just shows his script.
All right. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby. Joe Biden reading from a script while talking to Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and one of the people, one of the groups that brought this forward to us is the good folks at One American News Now. And, you know, their writer was basically observing and, you know, kind of reporting. And, you know, he made the observation on Twitter while sharing a photo released by Adam Schultz, the photographer for Biden's presidential campaign. Schultz photographed Biden during a video call, describing the image as capturing the moment Biden advised Harris of her selection. So what you have is Biden had to read a script when he called Kamala, or Kamala. He included a zoomed-in image of what seems to be a printout script on the desk in front of Biden's laptop. Biden rarely speaks extemporaneously, they say, in public appearances.
Almost.
Relying largely on notes and teleprompters, ranging from campaign events to interviews. Asked about his cognition in June, or, his thinking abilities, Biden claimed he'd been tested, and he's constantly tested. In August, he said he hadn't taken such a test. So, anyway.
Wait a minute.
I think he's.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
You're saying he took a test? Well, he said he took a test.
No, he said he didn't. Right. Which means, of course, nothing. As far as I can
tell. Well, it means plenty, Kurt. It means he lied one time or the other.
Well, you think so? I mean, you just have to be more of a woke person to understand this, Sam.
What?
Well, you got to be with it, Sam. I mean, this guy is certainly a leader of, I don't know what he's a leader of, but he's definitely a leader. You know what I mean?
Who, Joe?
Yeah, Sleepy Joe, as the president calls him.
I just think he lied, buddy.
Well,
check this out. Hold on.
Lines from Joe Biden's briefing on Tuesday, the former vice president's first briefing in months. He was asked if he'd been tested for cognitive decline. What happened there?
That's right, Craig. It was notable when Joe Biden was asked by a reporter about whether he has been tested, as you say, for cognitive decline. Here's that headline-making exchange. Take a look.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
So there you have it. Now, Biden, who is 77, has come under scrutiny for at times stumbling or forgetting facts on the campaign trail.
So he clearly said over and over and over he'd been tested, right, Kurt? Hey, I test constantly. I've been testing over and over and over and over.
That's what he said.
All right, now listen.
He asked a reporter if he was a junkie. The moment came after the reporter asked Biden if he was willing to take a cognitive test like the one President Trump has been boasting about passing. Instead of just answering, Biden went on the attack. Now the reporter on the receiving end is speaking with Ann Mercogliano.
We're getting insight into Joe Biden's bizarre outburst straight from the journalist who conducted the interview.
Have you taken a cognitive test?
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
Errol Barnett is a national correspondent for CBS News and interviewed Biden for the National Association of Black Journalists virtual convention.
Okay. Come on, man.
I like that. I want to just play that over and over and over. Kurt, can I do that?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Everything is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heck yeah. Now you're talking, Kurt.
That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
Errol Barnett is a national correspondent for CBS News and interviewed Biden for the National Association of Black Journalists virtual convention.
Okay. Come on, man. A cocaine test?
Isn't that awesome?
Are you a junkie?
Come on, man.
His repeated use of one of his favorite expressions.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Starsky and Hutch called one of their dialogue back. Secondly, did he...
Come on.
What do you think, Kurt?
Come on,
we got to get this soundbite here.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Starsky and Hutch called...
You like that?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
All right, there's Joe Biden for you, Kurt. I just thought I'd play the soundbites to kind of highlight your point and kind of get that squared away in people's minds. You know what I'm talking about? Anything else on this one?
Very good. No, I think that one's covered.
All right, good. What do you got next then?
Well, let's see. I'm thinking are we doing the Crossfire Hurricane thing, or do you want to do the QAnon?
Well, it's up to you. Whatever you want to focus on there.
All right. Well, this QAnon thing is kind of
That's good.
Okay. It's kind of confusing for a guy like me because, you know, I got
I know. I've explained it to you before. Stuff. Kurt.
I know, but I just thought it might be useful to, you know, folks
explain
to get a refresher. Right. Yeah, the headline reads, QAnon backer Marjorie Taylor Greene wins Georgia GOP runoff. So I don't know if you want to translate that headline for anybody. Do you want to do that?
Well, say the headline, and then I'll translate it. Ready?
QAnon backer.
Stop. Yep. So QAnon is this idea that there is a person nicknamed QAnon. They assume it's a he. And this person supposedly has inside government information that is leaked out from time to time in cryptic kind of codes and cryptic messaging. And this person is a friend of Trump's, and Trump's going to take down the swamp, and QAnon's going to give you the heads up and the details via code, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's this, quote, character that's supposed to be a real person, and you're supposed to believe in it, but you don't know who it is, and you don't have a good handle on it. So now, a person who believes in this QAnon, you know, incident or incidents or person or character or leaking of information, go ahead.
Very good. So then it says Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's the person's name, wins Georgia GOP runoff.
Yeah, so this person that believes in this QAnon person won, Kurt, and that's notable.
That's right.
Point, right.
Down in Georgia, GOP stands for Grand Old Party or Republican, right? Julia Manchester's the author, and in the story, this, you know, I pulled out a couple of things I thought were interesting. It says Greene also gained attention over comments in which she expressed support for QAnon, a conspiracy theory that posits, I guess that's how you say, you know, that kind of says this, that President Trump and his allies are working together to expose and arrest an underground cabal of global elites who control the government. He is someone that very much loves his country, and he's on the same page as us, and he is very pro-Trump, she said of Q, the mysterious figure at the center of the conspiracy theory, in a YouTube video from 2017. Then she said, I'm very excited about that now there's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take this global cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles out, and I think we have the president to do it.
Come on, man!
So that's pretty, I mean, I guess Joe Biden wouldn't choose somebody like this.
Come on, man!
Why not, Kurt?
Well, because, you know, if you're going to take out, let's see, what they call it, take this global cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles out, that's some pretty rough stuff, right, Sam?
Yeah, Kurt, but do you believe in QAnon?
Well, I don't know, Sam.
What do you mean you don't know?
You're the expert on this whole thing.
I can tell you anything you want to know
about
it.
I think there's bad guys. There's bad guys and there's good guys in every place as far as I can tell.
Yeah, that's all right, but you got to answer the question. Do you believe in QAnon?
Is that kind of like the question, do you think we went to the moon? Is that that?
I don't know what it is, Kurt. Some people believe QAnon's real. Some people believe it's not real. I can tell you my views in a second if you want. But
well, yeah, you should tell me so I have something to really understand.
Well, I've already given it to you to understand. You got to make up your own mind because that's the facts of what QAnon is and supposed to be and is purported to be and all this kind of stuff. Now you're talking about my opinion or my belief or my view of it, right?
Right.
Which it's no more important or no better than your view.
Well, yeah, but I have no way of knowing.
Neither do I, Kurt.
You know. Oh, okay. I figured you had a way because of all your connections.
Well, you know, I don't have any way to know, but I will tell you a couple of things about it when we come back that I really think is something to really, truly, honestly, and openly consider about QAnon. All right?
Very good.
Now, right before the pause, let me be clear. My name is Sam Bushman, and that's really who I am. Did you know that?
You're not Q?
No, sir.
Oh.
I'm SB, Sam Bushman.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning of what she calls dire consequences if stalled talks on coronavirus relief drag into September. The House is scheduled to return for votes in mid-September, but Democratic leaders have told members they could be called back sooner if there is ever an agreement with the White House on a stimulus package. However, that's not seeming like it's happening anytime soon, and one of the sticking points is apparently the demand by Democrats for mail-in voting. President Trump saying on Fox Business this morning,
two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting.
Weekly jobless claims last week are below a million for the first time since March when the pandemic began, at 963,000 Americans filing for first-time benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is calling vice presidential nominee or the presumptive nominee Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, a disaster. He said this morning during an interview on Fox Business Network.
Well, she's radical left. Now she tries to pretend she's not, but she's the most liberal person in the U.S. Senate. She's done things that are terrible in terms of the police, in terms of the Second Amendment, in terms of everything else.
Biden formally introduced Harris as his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware, yesterday. Facebook says it's pulled down more than 7 million misleading COVID-19 posts from the site and from Instagram in the year's second quarter. It's also slapped warnings, it says, on nearly 100 million more pieces of virus-related misinformation. Many posts included fake prevention measures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Any more on this one, Kurt? QAnon, except for my comments.
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to add.
Well, I just thought I'd finish the story and then make my comments. So here's my problem, Kurt. My name is Sam Bushman, and I'm really Sam Bushman, okay? And whenever somebody goes under a quote pseudonym or an unknown, I won't let you know who I am, it raises the red flag for me times 50. Now, I get sometimes anonymity is necessary, right? What is Thomas Paine? Who is Thomas Paine? Kind of comes to mind or whatever. I get it.
Yeah, common sense. Okay.
And I understand that sometimes it's necessary, but 9 times out of 10, when somebody won't give you their name, there's a reason. They're afraid of something. They're unwilling to be accountable for something. Most of the time, it isn't good. And you would say, well, Sam, this is very dangerous work that Q's involved in. They're going ahead and, revealing all these government inside secrets. And okay, but even if Q won't tell you and I who they are, you think the government can't find out who Q is, Kurt? You think that you can literally release information over and over and over and over that's, let me be clear, that's accurate, and somebody won't eventually find a way to grease the skids for the leak, if you will? If I'm in the White House or I'm in the deep state circles of government and somebody continually reports, and their information is completely accurate, I'm eventually going to give them a story or give them a headline or give them a tidbit, okay, that's a poison pill in the sense that it's going to come out and I'm going to know I gave them 90%, 99% right stuff, but one little tidbit wrong. Something to where I can identify the person as the leaker. And it will only be a matter of time until they can find that person. Okay, I mean, I don't know how stupid they think I am, but I'm just telling you, eventually you will expose yourself as the leaker because they can give you so much right information and they can give you one little phrase that's wrong. For example, all they'd have to say is, you know, on this sexual predator stuff, it reminds us of Pizzagate. Now, QAnon might pass that along so easily because, hey, it's all true, right? But that it reminds us of Pizzagate, exact phrase, would be put into the leaker's story or the leaker's information to the point where then they get caught. It's like, wait a minute. And then all I'd have to do is do it with something else. I just have to say something like, Jeffrey Epstein, something bank account, or some other phrase. And if I saw those two phrases appear, I would know that I got my leaker. Okay, so do you really believe for one second that you got an inside government source that's reporting accurate information on the down low that nobody knows, that the government just simply can't find out, be danged, they can't get the truth, and this is going to be accurate information consistently day in and day out for years? QAnon's been going on since Trump took the White House almost, right? Okay, I don't believe it, Kurt. They would be found out and killed if it was true, accurate, solid information every time. If it's not solid information and consistent every time, so they can't find out who the leaker is, then the question is, who's really behind it? And how do I know when to trust what? How do I know when it's spot on versus when it's not this time or that time? And so what I'm telling you is, when somebody goes nameless and when they have supposedly, you know, the deets, the details, the download of information, I don't believe it. Now, people say to me, well, Sam, Q gets stuff right all the time. I agree. But is that despite your deep swamp? In contrast to, in opposition to the deep swamp, in an effort to expose it? Or is that the deep swamp that has Q working in their favor to leak what they want and manipulate what they want when they want? I don't know. I'm not saying it's one or the other. I'm saying that you can't know. And when you can't know, you can't trust it. So Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. How am I supposed to verify, Kurt? The answer is, there's no way for me to verify. And if Donald Trump was going to truly take down the swamp and take down the sex rings, then why hasn't he done it already? And if he's really going to, how did Jeffrey die? I mean, that was the kingpin of information that you could have got on the deal, right? But he's now dead, and all that he took it all with him, so to speak, right? Now, Ghislaine Maxwell is going to tell you the whole thing? Not hardly. The government was involved in knowing she was hiding out in the United States for a long time. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is that when you have an anonymous name, when you have supposedly consistent, solid, true-as-all-get-out information leaks over a long period of time, but yet then the follow-up doesn't happen. Trump's about to get the deep state. Just hold on a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, a little. And at some point I go, I don't buy it. So does QAnon have some truth? Probably so. Is QAnon real? Depends on how you define real. Does it exist? Well, sure, there's information coming out. The only question is who, what, when, where, how. Aren't those the five news tenets we're supposed to focus on? Who, what, when, where, why, right? How? Six, I guess. Okay, and I don't have anything on this QAnon. I just know it's purportedly some inside government person that loves America and wants to expose the deep state, and they're going to be the key to help Donald get it done. Just wait and watch as it unfolds. You'll get the inside skinny before it even goes down. I don't buy all that. I don't buy it at all. So is there a group or an individual that's playing QAnon? Yes, I'm sure that exists. Are they reliable for information? I don't think so. Because I believe if they were truly reliable on information and against the deep state, they'd be found out and dead by now. Are they truthful sometimes? Enough to make us continue to believe? Yes, they have to be. Even Satan tells the truth enough to sell his lie. So I personally don't have confidence in QAnon. Does that mean that it's 100% bogus? No, I'm not saying that. Does that mean that there's nothing that can come out that can be true? I'm not saying that either. But I'm telling you, it's not a source that I would trust because I cannot trust and verify. And I can't get the who, what, when, where, why, how of a story. I can't second source it. I can't validate it. I can't, and therefore I just can't run with it, Kurt. So there's the QAnon. I appreciate this lady, Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever is back in QAnon. And I pray they get to the bottom of things. I'm glad that she won. And I believe a person like that probably will obey the Constitution more than others. But I believe she's being a little bit schnookered on this. And if it were me, I wouldn't depend on QAnon so much. I don't know who QAnon is, Kurt, and I don't know about their reliability. And even if they're building my trust now, how do you know they won't betray my trust? If they do betray my trust, where will the accountability be when no one knows who this is? So there's my take, Kurt. I'm a newsman, and I try to be as solid in my reporting as I possibly can. And I just don't believe the true sex pedophile rings are going down anytime soon. I look at Ben Swan, who reported in detail on Pizzagate and proved that the front pizza store that everybody talked about, where the guys went in with guns to find the pedophiles, that was all a sham. But there really is a Pizzagate story that got swept under the rug related to this. Ben Swan reported on that completely. And when he did, they shut him down for a year. And so I just have a hard time believing in the sincerity of some of this stuff. All right, there you have it. Anything else on this one, Kurt?
I don't think so, Sam.
All right,
Trump
pressure.
Thank you for your explanations. Yeah, this one, we've talked a little bit about this, but I just thought it was, good for review. The headline, Trump pressure leads Tennessee Valley Authority officials to review CEO's $8 million salary. And I remember hearing first about the TVA or the Tennessee Valley Authority years ago, and I thought, what is that exactly? But, basically the way I understand it, a number of states use this, I guess it's a hydroelectric kind of power to, get power in that area or that region. And the government, I guess the feds somehow stepped in. They usually will step in whenever there's an unconstitutional reason, and stepped in and created this thing called the Tennessee Valley Authority. They call it a federally owned one. And the president came down hard on them recently because they said they were going to outsource to get some workers from other places, imported workers or such things like that. And the president did an executive order and demanding that TVA and all other federal agencies review their job and hiring practices to ensure that they are not displacing American workers. The president said he wants to slash this big CEO's salary from $8 million to only $500,000 a year.
Can I make only $500,000 a year, Kurt? That'd be nice.
Well, that's like a minimum wage for a CEO, Sam.
I get it. Okay.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future?
and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, pressure from President Donald J. Trump leads Tennessee Valley Authority TVA officials to review CEO's $8 million salary. And I think President Trump's on the right track, but I'd go a lot further, Kurt. This is Solutions Radio, don't you know?
Yeah.
Well, you just told me on the break what you would do, Kurt.
Well, I was just wondering what you would do. I told you what I'd do, but
but you didn't tell the people what you would do, Kurt.
Well, all right. So, at least to me, when you get the government doing things it's not supposed to do, then you somehow got to try to figure out, hey, how do you back out of that mess? And so that's what I'd try to do. Kind of like, you know, the president's even got some guy trying to fix something at the Postal Service. Do you think there's any hope for that, Sam? What do you think?
I think there's a lot of hope for that, Kurt, because I think, again, that's not near as controversial as some. The deep swamp, you know, they've got to give somewhere. That's an area that I think they could give without too much repercussion, right? Now, they won't let Tennessee Valley Authority take too much of a beating because that controls energy. See, if you can become energy free and energy independent and privatize that, they're not going to allow that to happen. But if you want to just kind of, you know, decrease the post office's role slightly, until the next president comes along, by all means, go ahead, whatever, kind of a thing. And so I think that Donald Trump could beat up on Jeff Bezos quite a bit and highlight the special privilege that is given to special companies in America, plus overseas Chinese organizations and corporations. There's special privilege all along the way. They might jettison some of that. I think that's possible, and I hope so. Every step in the right direction, as you have often focused on, Kurt, is a good one. I know it may not be enough. I understand that, too. And a lot of times I'm the guy that just says, hey, man, do the whole thing. Let's go. But your point's wise.
Yeah, let's get it done now.
Your point's wise that every step in the right direction is good. So I would agree with your point on it, Kurt. What I might do is crank up Crossfire Hurricane. I might do something like that.
Well, do you think, speaking of Crossfire Hurricane, here's the headline, ladies and gentlemen, from WorldNet Daily. Crossfire Hurricane suddenly gets serious. Senators want all records on Obamagate, focusing on Obama's maneuvers to investigate and spy on Trump campaign. Now, my question for you is, Sam, do you think, how many of the average Americans ever even heard of Crossfire Hurricane?
Nobody.
Yeah.
The only time you know about Crossfire Hurricane is in Jumpin' Jack Flash from the Rolling Stones. I was born in a Crossfire Hurricane, right? That's all they know about it.
Right.
I don't know anything about this. And here's the problem. I don't believe in this Crossfire Hurricane. I don't believe they want all records. I don't believe they're going to get to the bottom of it. I don't believe they're going to hold people accountable. And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
When did this start, Kurt? This spying on President Trump stuff.
I think this started, 2015?
Yeah. So it's been over 5 years, buddy.
Yeah,
and
the
president got elected. He could have started on that first day.
Speedy trial. Yep.
Okay, but what he did is he just let the Russian gate thing go for a year or two or whatever else, and either he let it go or he couldn't stop it. Don't know which. The swamp's pretty deep. I get that. But at the same time, this didn't even go anywhere. And now they're going to, like, be all serious about getting to the bottom of it? Well, if they're not careful, Joe Biden's going to take power in a few months. And you think he's going to continue Crossfire Hurricane or cancel it, Kurt?
Cancel it.
So why would you wait the whole presidency until you might lose and then bring it up? Is that political, or is it that you really want to get to the bottom of it and create accountability and toss people in the clink?
Good point, Sam.
So I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying, hey, you wait, how long has President Trump been there?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, so after 4 years of the Trump presidency, I mean, I thought we were going to find out if Barack Obama was an illegal alien. We were going to get to the bottom of his birth certificate thing. Never happened. I thought we were going to lock up Hillary, Kurt. Never happened.
Yeah,
I thought we'd get to the bottom of the Crossfire Hurricane deal. Nothing. Now they're going to really like be all fired up, all in a hurry to get to the bottom of this thing? So yeah, I just mean, don't buy it.
Imagine if they were trying to give themselves a raise. I mean, they could get that done, you know, just like that.
Well, and that's my point. You know, why bring this up now? Like, we're in a hurry. We're gathering the papers. We're going to crank this up. We're going to. And what are they going to do? I mean, they already know that Barack Obama spied on Donald Trump. We already know that the Russian dossier was based on a Russian that had a false narrative that was literally, you know, involved with Hillary Clinton, the uranium scandal right on through. Okay, they already know enough to start throwing people in prison, don't they? So that's why I don't believe the QAnon. Hey, man, we're going to get to the bottom of the sex scandal. Believe, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of Crossfire Hurricane right away. We're just going to start hauling people off to the clink. And my response is, I don't believe it. I don't, because they've had almost four years to start on it. And I don't see any progress. I just see they were on defense mode big time. Big time. When it came to the Russiagate thing forever, 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 forever. We knew that Donald was being spied on a long time ago. We had evidence and proof even, Kurt. But it didn't make a difference then, and I suspect it won't make a difference now. And you would say, Sam, you're sure negative on this. And my response is, I don't mean to be faithless, but look at the track record. Who in top-level government has gone to prison for a long time in our lifetimes? Anybody you know, Kurt? I mean, even G. Gordon Liddy that got caught in a big old scandal back in the day. Hey, he went for a short time, came out and became a talk show host and was rich for the rest of his life.
It was tough on him.
And he was a low guy, right? On the totem pole?
Good point, yeah.
Okay, so look, who has gone to jail significant for a long time in government? I don't really know of anybody.
Well, our buddy Steve Stockman got stuck in jail. And he's
there, no offense, but and I'm not downing Steve by this statement, but he's a low-level congressman, meaning he didn't have any... quote, seniority. He didn't have any real appointments to enough committees. Any committee that he got on, he tried to use his influence, and he just got basically slaughtered by all of his colleagues.
Like our buddy Jim Hansen, you know.
Exactly right. It's like, George Hansen.
And George Hansen, that's right.
That's right, former congressman. Both those guys tried to take on the IRS, and look what's happened to him.
Yeah, then you got that senator from Alaska, remember they accused him of all this stuff. Then he lost his reelection, and
I'd have to look up his name. So I mean, there's a couple of people, but again, they're not people. Yeah. They're just people that are taking on the swamp. They're the good guys that just so happen to get elected or whatever. They're not the real swamp. When was the last time real swamp people went to jail? When was the last time somebody high up went to prison? I don't mean to be negative on the QAnon thing, and I don't mean to be negative on this, but I don't have a whole lot of hope that they're going to get to the bottom of Crossfire Hurricane. I just don't. And I know that sounds negative, but I just look at my whole life. I've been on the planet for 53 years, man. And I don't remember any time when a super swamp monster really went to jail. I don't really see a time when we've really changed the narrative on government. There's been times where we've slowed some things down. There's been a couple of wins here and there. But look, President Trump should be getting rid of the Tennessee Valley Authority completely, not just trying to find out why the CEO is making so much cash. Crossfire Hurricane suddenly gets serious. Senators want all records on Obamagate. Well, hey, my question is this: what made them all of a sudden serious now, Kurt, as opposed to over the last 4 years?
It's close to the election.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, as far as I can tell.
But you think that's going to make a greater chance
like
to get elected?
You're doing something. Well, if you're certain senators, it is. You've got a way. This is how the senators work on this. They look and say, well, According to polling in my area, the president's he's not that popular. And so, or in this case, it's Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, that's kind of heading this up. And so the president in his area is probably, you know, pretty popular. I you know, prefer the guys who really don't just read the polls. They figure out what to do based on what's right to do, Sam.
Well, then we ought to talk about abolishing the IRS and the Federal Reserve. That ought to be the election campaign plan.
Well, yeah, you'd think the president could go there, too. I mean, he might as well make America great again in one big fell swoop.
Well, because if you shut down the tools, if you get rid of the IRS, the Justice Department, and the FBI, and the CIA, then they won't have any tools to spy on anybody. Next go-round, Kurt. Are they talking about that?
I haven't heard that, Sam.
See, that's what I mean. To be really honest and open about it, you're going to have to get rid of the apparatus. You can't just punish Barack and say, okay, even if you did throw Barack in prison or all the people that are accomplices in prison on this thing, that doesn't solve the problem as long as the agencies and the funding and the capabilities that are all in the departments of government that are above scrutiny and beyond checks and balances and stuff like that, beyond accountability, unless you jettison the organizations, even if you were to throw, let's say you threw 1,000 government swamp monsters in prison tomorrow, unless you change the fundamental way that government operates by getting rid of the unconstitutionality, it'll just come back tomorrow, Kurt. The whole mechanism's still in place. Right? And so I don't mean to be negative, but I'm just telling you, if you start to take certain actions, I'll become a believer. And the actions are release Steve Stockman from prison, admit he was right on the IRS, and start shutting down the IRS. If there's one way to truly make a difference for the American people, how much do we pay in taxes? Anywhere from, 11 to 40%? You want to give people a tax break, shut down that unconstitutional, illegal behemoth. Shut that down. I mean, after all, that's the one going after the president himself, right? Got to have his records. Got to release him. Yep. Got to... Okay, but I don't see anybody going after any of these organizations. I just see poor Steve rotting in prison with the coronavirus and Lois Lerner running around free.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're going to go ahead and all fire across hurricane or fire. They're going to get to the bottom. It's urgent. It's sudden. It's we're going to.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't buy it, man. I'm not believing it.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. You got a wrap-up headline, Kurt?
Well, I'm trying to find something that would cheer us up.
I'll tell you what'll cheer you up. The fact that we're on the radio and they haven't shut us down yet is a pretty cheerful piece of news. The
Very
fact that we're
good.
Telling the that's tale of liberty point. And we're part of a great network mm-hmm. that's doing it 24/7, lovingliberty.net. Mm-hmm. People are speaking up for the sacred cause of liberty, and I like that.
And here's another one. The headline reads, this is WorldNet Daily's Faith Under Fire section. Judge refuses to shut church that has defied COVID-19 health order. Pastor said, this isn't a health issue. It's an ideological issue. So this is happening in, that's the way I see it. But it's in California at what's called the Godspeak Calvary Chapel. Newberry Park. You been there, Sam? I don't know where Newberry Park is, but
Newberry
anyway.
Park is just just right by Thousand Oaks in Camarillo, California, buddy.
Of course.
It's literally 20 minutes from where I grew up, my friend.
Very good. Rob McCoy, he's the pastor there. And, the county asked the judge to hold this pastor in contempt of court and direct the sheriff's office to close the church. The judge, in his favor, I would add, denied the county's request to shut the church, but they've got a hearing on the contempt claim for August 21st. So we'll see what happens on that. But at least there's a little bit of hope and a little bit of freedom maybe breaking out even in a place like California, Sam.
We sure pray, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
do you think CNN is right that Biden might just step aside for Kamala?
I think he will when his little ticker stops.
Yeah, I think after he gets elected, he will.
Yeah.
All right. Our prayers are for the country, folks. Our prayers are that we all stand together, that we work together, that we live good, clean, honest, moral, repentant lives, that we turn to the Savior Jesus Christ for repentance and salvation. And when we do, God will bless us, protect us, and heal our land. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.